Blog Talk Radio.
There is none like you, Lord. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none like you, there is none. There is none like you, there is none. There is none like you, there is no one like you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is so greatly to be praised. We want to welcome all of our first-timers, and maybe you're not the first time, but maybe it's been a while since you've been here, but you're here today. Amen. We want to, amen, thank God for those, amen, our faithful, amen, supporters, amen, our, amen, church family, our ministry partners, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Glory be to God, and welcome, welcome, welcome back. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen, of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind, amen, stayed on the Lord. Amen, and we bless God. Amen, and to God be praised. All right, amen, glory be to God. Amen, we had someone, amen, that was going to elaborate on one of the men of the Bible, and I just spoke to them, and it's some complications this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hold on 1 second. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord God, he is great and greatly to be praised. The Lord God, he is great and he is greatly to be praised. The Lord God, he is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. So, hallelujah. So we bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God is great and God is good. All right. So, amen. So we will, amen. She has decided, amen, that she's still going to come forward and bring a word, whatever the Lord would have her to bring. It was a little mixed up on the men of the Bible. Amen. But we will, amen. Beloved, amen. We have to learn how to keep going. Amen. Glory be to God. We have to learn, amen, how to take the bitter with the sweet. Amen. And keep going as we prayed this morning on our 5 o'clock platform. Amen. For, amen, on Facebook. Amen. At the morning altar. Amen. Glory be to God that we just have to keep going. Amen. We're not going to stop. Amen. Glory be to God. We might freeze up every now and then. We might move a little slow every now and then, but we're not going to stop. Amen. We're going to persist until we succeed. and we're going to keep it moving. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. So whatever she brings today, amen, we know it's a right now word from the Lord, because it definitely, amen, was not, amen, rehearsed. Amen, in Jesus' name. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our Pastor Erica, amen, out of Philadelphia. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for her work in ministry. Amen. Her love for the Lord, her love is for the kingdom, her commitment to serve, amen, God, and to serve God's people. Amen. So without any further ado, amen, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our Pastor Erica, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you, Pastor Erica. Amen. Thank you. Amen. For being here today. Amen. Glory be to God. And the floor is absolutely yours.
Good morning. Good morning, Mom, Pastor Bradford, Dr. Bradford. Thank you for having me. Good morning, family. It is great to be before you once again. God is good, and he is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I bring you greetings from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the Lord has put a mandate on my life as pastor of the Ark Priest. And I've been a pastor since August. So I'm new in this title, but not new really to the work, if that makes sense. He's been preparing me for quite some time for this role. And I thank God that all of the work that I did, glory be to God, serving under Pastor Evelyn, serving under Pastor Alfreda, and now serving directly under God. None of it, it was all for now. It, as my mom likes to say, it was training for reigning. Everything that I've been doing up till now has been training for this place, this moment right here. Amen. So, Father, let the words of my mouth and let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. So I know we've been talking a little bit, well, quite a few weeks now about the women in the Bible, the women of the Bible. And I'm like, okay, God, what should I say to your people today? So I opened up my Bible to the back with the concordance with, you know, A through Z, and they got words for each letter. And the first thing I popped open, I saw the word vessel. I heard the word vessel, and that word vessel is ringing in my spirit, because I'm going to take my time if that's okay with you. I'm just going to flow as the Holy Spirit would have me to flow. Only were the women in the Bible vessels used by God. But the women that are on the line listening to me this morning, you are a vessel used by God. Men are a vessel used by God. Children are a vessel used by God. We are all vessels used by God to bring forth his will here on earth. You know, when we repeat our Father's prayer, we say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." God's will being done on earth, no, he does not need us for his will to be done on earth, but we are his vessels to help his will to get through the earth. I'm going to say that one more time. No, God does not need us for his will to be done on earth, but we are vessels for his will to be done through the earth. I think last time I came, I talked about Sarah. I believe I talked about Sarah. And this morning, I was meant to come forth to talk about Malachi. And I don't have a specific word about Malachi, but I know she was a vessel used by God. You know, you're a vessel used by God even when you aren't even thinking about the will of God. When we were in our sin, you were still a chosen vessel. Because God does not choose a vessel when the vessel is ready to be prepared. Let me say that again. God doesn't just choose the vessel when it's ready to be used. You were a chosen vessel before you got on the potter's wheel. I was a chosen vessel before I got put on the potter's wheel, before he molded us and shaped us and is refining us for his work. We were already called into this. When I love my grandma, because my grandma, she's that kind of person who does not mind sharing her testimonies. She said she knew she was called by God when she was sitting on the bar stool getting drunk, drinking her beer. And my grandma has now been in the ministry, glory be to God, for 40-plus years. So for now, before the preaching and the teaching, before the praying, before the casting out of demons and laying of hands on people, she was chosen for this work before she even thought about it. Before she even considered it, you are a chosen vessel, and you've been chosen way before you even thought about a God, thought about serving who, doing what. Come on, let's be honest. Where we are right now, we couldn't bet $10 million that we would be here. I know I didn't. I had an inkling. Maybe I had a big hunch that maybe I might end up where I am now. But I couldn't tell for sure. You couldn't tell for sure. Vessel, a vessel, a vessel, a vessel. Do you know that a vessel, when we think about vessels, one thing about a vessel in the physical definition is that a vessel is usually a piece of pottery. And pottery may not be as important to us today as it was in Bible days, but in Bible days, pottery and vases or vases and vessels were that much more important because that's how they lived their life. They lived their life creating things by hand. It wasn't them going to a Walmart or IKEA or a Target to go and get a piece of pottery. They were making this and selling it in from their home, like iron men and welders and pottery makers were very prevalent of the Bible days because that was their norm. It was normal for them to make a piece of iron. It was normal for them to make a piece of pottery right there in front of your face. It wasn't going to a Walmart or IKEA to pick up a pretty vase for your flowers. That they didn't fathom a store like we know a store. So if you could go back in time a little bit and go into this time machine, into the Bible days, and imagine walking through the villages. And as you're walking through the villages, imagine the color of the sand. Imagine people selling homemade items in front of their home that they just made the night before. Imagine asking one of the pottery people how much for this vase. And they may say, oh, for that one, I don't know, $50, $75. And you give them a piece of change and you take that vase to be used as a vessel for something in your house, maybe for some flowers, maybe for some water. Because, you know, they also went and dug for their water. They also went to the well to draw up water. So if you could, if you went on that journey with me back to the Middle East over 2,000 years ago, where that was really prevalent, it even still may be prevalent in most Western civilizations. If we were to go to Dubai or to the Middle East, it may still be a thing where it's the street market, where you will go and shop from the owner who made it in front of their house or in front of their business facility. So I say all that to say, I took you on that journey to say, what is really a price you can put on a vessel? What price can you really put on what God has shaped you to be? It's easy to go and to buy a handmade item off of someone and for them to deem what's worthy of it because they are including their time, their energy, the material to make that vessel. But we know that we cannot put a price on what God has shaped us to be. We cannot put a price on the women of the Bible that God used for his will to be done. We've been reading about women who have birthed kings. And not only did they birth kings, a lot of them were barren and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And God blessed their seed, God blessed their womb to carry a seed of a king. All for Jesus to be able to come through the bloodline. So Jesus was already born. Jesus already came. Jesus already lived. Jesus already died. Jesus already rose again. And now Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding our own behalf. So we may not be carrying that bloodline anymore because Jesus already came, but you are still on the bloodline. You are still a vessel, and there is not a price that anyone can put on your life that they can pay. That is why Jesus had to come. He had to come because the wages of sin is death and the gift of life is eternal life. The gift of his life is eternal life. He was the only one that could pay that ultimate wage, that ultimate price. So my brother, even for you men on the line tonight, you are a vessel so far worth than money. You are a vessel so far more precious than any value, any dollar amount. I can give you my prices and let you know how much my services are, but I cannot give you a price on your life because it's Jesus who made you. It is Jesus who put you on the wheel and shaped you and molded you into that precious vessel you are right now. And guess what he does? When we need some more refining, when life gets to the best of us, when life gives us those cracks, when life gives us those moments of depreciation, what does God do? He puts us back on the wheel. Oh, no, 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 no. We not a piece of pottery where God sees a crack and throws it in the trash like we might do for a vessel or a pottery. No, no, no. God puts us back on the wheel. God puts us back on the wheel. Or can we just give God a moment of praise for continuing to keep us on the wheel? Glory be to God, where he doesn't look at us and say that we're not, he doesn't say that we're too old or we're too young or we're too worn out or that we got too many cracks in us. God said, no, come on and let me refine you. Let me refine you. Let me put you back on the wheel, because there is still a use for your life. There is still a use for you. There is still a work to be done, because I am the potter. You are the clay. I'm the one molding. I'm the one shaping. And I am the one who is destined your will for your life. So in my closing, we are chosen vessels used by God. The women of the Bible, Malachi, Sarah, Rebecca, Eve, made for God's use. The men of the Bible, Adam, Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, Moses, David, Saul, a vessel for God's use. Alfreda, Erica, Tyrone, Gwendolyn, Denise, Hattie, all of you, and the ones I didn't name, you're a vessel used by God. So those moments where we get besides ourselves and we feel in suchy much, humble yourself before the Almighty. And if you got a crack and you got too many and water is pouring through and you cannot get God's work done, get back on that wheel and let him refine you. The refining is pressure, is hot, is uncomfortable. But in the end, you will come out as pure gold. Thank you for your time and attention. I pray that this word has come to encourage you and that you learned something today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. A priceless chosen vessel. Amen. Which you sort of tied in. Amen. The women of the Bible and the men of the Bible. Amen. How our lives is more precious than money. Amen. Because we are used by God, amen, that his will be done through the earth, through his chosen vessels, amen. So thank you, Pastor Erica, you pulled it off, amen, as I knew the Holy Spirit, amen, would do, because it's not you, it's him, amen. Glory be to God, and that's when the Bible tells us to be ye always ready, because it's not us, it's him. Amen. So we want to, amen, thank God for the word of God that will not return unto him void. Amen. In Jesus' name. While we have you, Pastor Bradford, if you have any announcements, amen, that you'd like to share with our listening audience, please feel free to do so.
Blessings, 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 blessings. Mom, I did see your text. Listen, I told you, man. I told you.
It's good.
It's been a rough couple. It's fine, but I'm laughing to myself because the Holy Spirit did pull it off. So glory be to God. Yes, two quick announcements. The ministry that God has called me to is new and it's unorthodox. And what I mean by that is that he's showing me how to do ministry in untraditional ways, still keeping the principles of his word, but a new tradition. So with that being said, the ministry is having a women's retreat to Mexico in August. There are two spots left. It's a total of six women, two spots left. The last day to sign up is tomorrow, the total of the trip or the total of the retreat, because it's not just a trip, it's a spiritual retreat. The total of the retreat in total is $1,595, but there are 5 installment payments. Tomorrow is the last day to put down a deposit. If you're interested, please reach out to me if you would like to come to Mexico. Lastly, the ministry this Sunday, we are doing an exercise and an exercise praise and worship program. So what does that mean? We are walking across the Ben Franklin Bridge and back. We're walking over with our praise. We're walking over with our worship. We're getting started at 9:45 a.m. and should be done roughly by 11 a.m., which gives you time to come back home and to be ready for Sunday worship with Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Ben Franklin Bridge is right down near Franklin Square. That's where we're meeting at 9:45, but you have to register. So if you would like to register for this free event on this Sunday to do some exercise, get your praise, get your worship in, and to come back for Sunday service with Dr. Alfreda, please reach out to me so I can send you that link to register. Like I said, God called me to a very unorthodox ministry, but I'm here for it because I'm just a vessel being used by God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for a priceless vessel. Amen. Being used by God. Isn't it beautiful, saints? Amen. Know ye not that we are the temple of the living God. My God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Bradford. Amen. We appreciate you, Pastor Erica. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the honor, and the glory. All right, saints. Amen. So you've heard the announcements. While she's making the announcements, before I forget, amen, Pastor Charles Amafio, he is our engineer for our global TV network, and they are sponsoring a musical on this Saturday at 6 p.m., 6 to 10. It's going to be a live concert, but you can also watch it virtually also. And he has a wonderful group. You'll be hearing music from We Are Redemption, Minister Sarah, Minister Weeks, Minister Patrick, Minister Alan Duhl, Minister Zani. Boy, they got about maybe 15 people here. Amen. And then the special guest is Double Praise. Amen. The Edwards singers, the twins. Amen. Glory be to God. Tickets are only $20, only $20, and the VIP, $40. You get a free T-shirt with that. Amen. So if you want information, let me know. It's going to be held in Philadelphia, amen, at the Fountain of Life Ministries, amen, on Saturday at 6 to 10. Or you can sit in front of your computer, amen, and have a concert. I know I bought my ticket. I bought my ticket. Amen. Glory be to God. And so that's this Saturday from 6 to 10. So let us support Pastor Charles. Amen. And the ICN Network. Amen. And they have put this together really nice. All right. That's it for today. Amen. Thank you, Minister Erica, how the Lord used you to blend the men and the women together. Amen. Glory be to God. As we talked about, amen, being a priceless, amen, chosen vessel, more precious than money, amen, to do the will of God through the earth. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. We want to invite each and every one of you to come back with us today at 12 o'clock and 9 p.m. for our altar prayer, amen, the power line. Amen, glory be to God. Come on, let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Let's keep on praying for the children. Just praying for everything and for everybody. Let us pray, let us pray. Amen, let us pray. Amen, glory be to God. Keep in mind, Monday is Memorial Day. There we will be here, Lord's willing, 6 a.m. on Monday morning, because we're here, if the Lord be willing. But there will be no altar of prayer on this Monday. No altar prayer. That's holiday time. It's family time. Enjoy your family. Glory be to God, and to God be praised. So just want to let you know, amen, that we won't be here for prayer on that Monday, because we prayed up, and we're going to come back Tuesday morning, pray it up some more. Amen. God bless you. Amen. That's it for today. Thanks. Amen. Everybody have a good day, a wonderful day, a glorious day, a victorious day. Amen. Walk in the blessing. Amen. And be reminded you are a chosen, priceless. Don't let nobody make you feel like trash. Don't let nobody steal your self-esteem. Remember what the Lord told us 2 days ago? Love yourself. Love God first. Love yourself second. And love people third. You can't love yourself if you don't know that you are a chosen vessel, a priceless chosen vessel. Priceless. Glory be to God. No value on it. Amen. These people here, they really want me to pick up this Mercedes. They sending me all pictures of the Mercedes. I just told them schedule me a test ride. I don't know what. Maybe God trying to tell me something. I wasn't looking for no car. They want me to have this Mercedes. But look, let me tell you something. Amen. It's a price on that. We are priceless. We are priceless. Millions, billions, trillions of dollars, priceless. Don't that make you feel good? It should. And if you look at yourself as a priceless vessel chosen by God, your glory be to God, you can love yourself. It'll help you, make it easier for you to love yourself. Because you know God loves you that much. He says no price tag. I saw a lady yesterday, glory be to God, I mean that diamond she was wearing, my God. I mean, that was a heck of a ring. I could tell that cost her hubby some money. Huh? But it's a price tag on that. It's a price tag on that. Some of you are living in big, pretty houses. It's a price tag on that. Amen? But be mindful, as our pastor shared with us this morning, amen, that you are a priceless, chosen vessel, chosen by God Almighty himself. Amen and amen. Father God and Jesus. Pastor Erica, if you would just close us out in prayer. Amen. And thank you so much again for serving and pressing forward. Amen. On this morning in spite of. Amen. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I see the tiger in you. I see, amen, your resilience. I see, amen, because it was easy. It could have been easy for you to say, just schedule me for another day. It would have been easy, but you didn't. You didn't. Amen. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Please, amen, give us a benediction.
Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. One thing about God, when he makes something, he makes it to be stronger. When he refines us to be stronger. When he develops us to be stronger. So it's not that life doesn't get hard. It's not like you don't want to quit. It's not like you're not at the door with your bags ready just to walk away from it all. But if you allow yourself to really grasp the concept of being a priceless, chosen vessel used by God, not only do you realize how much stronger you become when you let him refine you, but then you also realize that this ain't your decision to make. He has the ultimate say. This ain't my life to really live. It's God's. Give up and go where? Give up and go where, saints? We're not giving up. I decree and I declare over your life. I don't know who this is for. I don't know who felt like just going back. Going back to what? I don't know who. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know who thought about maybe, just maybe,
maybe you wasn't going to do it, but you've been thinking about it a little bit more than usual. You thought about maybe slipping back. When you know God called you out of some stuff, go back to what? You are a chosen, priceless vessel used by God. And yes, he does take how you feel into consideration, but sometimes he don't, and you just got to do the will of God and get through it and just get on through it. And glory be to God, that's what I did this morning. And by the help of the Almighty, that's what I continue to do for the rest of my life. So I pray your strength be renewed today. I pray your faith fail you not today. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we close out this service on today, God, for those that have been feeling just a little discouraged, maybe not a lot, but maybe just a little discouraged, Father, maybe they're letting their age get to them. Maybe they're letting their ailments get to them. Maybe they're letting their health get to them. Maybe they're letting the weight of the world and what's happening to get to them. God, I don't know what it may be, but Father, I pray their strength be renewed. I pray that their strength be renewed. I pray you put them back on the wheel, God, not just so that they can be refined, but Father, that they will come out like pure gold. They will come out stronger like never before, even where they are right now in the stage of their life. God, that you will give them a new zeal, a new fire, a new Holy Ghost fire. Oh, God, be the wind beneath their wings. Hallelujah. Help them to mount up on wings like eagles. Help them to run and to not get weary. Help them to walk and not to faint. Yes, they that wait upon the Lord, their strength will be renewed. Their strength will be renewed. Their strength will be renewed. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you had me to bring this word today, that their strength may be renewed. In the name of Jesus, oh God, when life gets rough and when life gets tough, God, we gotta be like the boxer and go back into our corners and rest. Help us to rest on you, oh God. God, is not to say that the fight is over. The fight ain't never over, God. But we gotta learn how to be like the boxer, and when the bell rings for rest, to go back into our corners, to go back into our private space, go back into our private worship, into our private praise, into our private time, and to rejuvenate, reset, recommit, God, recollect, realign in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I don't care who it is that needed this today. Let it be set on fire. Let it set them on fire. Then let them know that they are chosen. They are chosen. They are for real chosen, God. They are chosen just as highly esteemed as you chosen Malachi and Sarah. They are chosen. They are highly esteemed just like the characters of the Bible. Oh, God, if you did it for them, you can do it for us. God, I don't know what situation your children are faced with on today.
Yes,
I don't know what time frames, what deadlines they are pressed up against. But God, be the wind beneath their wings and see them through. Be the wind beneath their wings and see them through. Be the wind beneath their wings and carry them through, dear God. Carry them. Pick them up. Pick them up on every side. Pick them up. God, we don't know how we got here. I don't know how I got here. I just know you carried me here. God, they don't know my. Be the wind. Be the wind. I blow on them. Be the wind. Be the wind. Pick them up. Pick them up. Pick them up. Out of that emotional
yes,
place.
God.
Pick him up out of that despair. Pick him up. Pick him up and carry him, oh God. I don't know my
Yes, God.
I hear you say it. It ain't no need to be all spiritual. Just rest in the Almighty. It's okay if you're feeling down. It's okay if you're feeling out. You don't got to try to find the words, the big words to say. Just rest in your Father. Just rest in your Creator. Be like a little child. Come to Jesus like a little child, like a little child. Come like a little child.
Yeah.
Come to him like a little child.
Yeah.
And say, Father, here I am.
Yeah.
Father, here I am.
Yeah,
I don't got time today. I'm coming to you as a little child. A little child crawling in your lap. And say, Father, here I am.
Yeah.
Father, here I am.
Yeah.
Father,
here
I am.
Yeah.
As a little child. Father, I'm crawling into your lap.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Yeah.
God, I'm asking that your strength helps me to renew my strength.
Yes, God.
That your joy will help be my joy.
Yeah.
That your light will be my light.
Yeah.
That your smile will be my smile.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I don't know who this is for, Lord.
Yeah.
But Father, help us to come to you lowly, meek and lowly, like little children.
Yes, God.
Realizing, God, that we might be old in age, but to you we are still children.
Yeah.
We are still all children in your sight.
Yes,
and that's
God.
Why you kept giving parables and stories of coming as children.
Thank you, God.
So, God, help us.
Thank you.
I know a lot of us are parents and grandparents and great-grandparents.
Yes,
and we've been so strong. We've been so strong to be that backbone of the family.
Yes,
but God, that can become so much just for even for us.
Yes, God.
Sometimes we don't know how to be the parent. Sometimes we don't know how to be
God.
The grandparent when we're the ones that need the parent ourselves.
Yes, God.
So, Father, help us to crawl into your arms and to rest there. And if we must cry, let us cry.
Yes, God.
And if we must yell, let us yell. And if we must rock in your arms, help us just to rock in your arms.
Yes, God.
God, you are a father. You are a mother.
Yes.
And you are a friend to the friendless.
Yes,
so,
God,
we say thank you for your word. Thank you for your tenderness. Thank
you,
Lord, for you being meek and lowly, yet so high and holy. Thank you. We thank you for being the wind beneath our wings, carrying us through day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, second by second. Thank you. We love you.
Yes,
for you first loved us.
Yes.
And all these things we ask in your name, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen. And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Thank you for restoring into Minister Erica everything she has poured out, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a wonderful, glorious, victorious day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Let's just carry on. He's worthy to be. praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, because his name is
Jesus.
Blessed
Savior.
Oh yes, sir.
He's
worthy.
He's worthy.
Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise